Well, a warm welcome along to Wednesday's Manchester United update, and we start off with the thoughts of the manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, who's revealed that there's been plenty of work going on behind the scenes during this current coronavirus pandemic in order for United to plan ahead in terms of transfers. Well, speaking on a Sky Sports podcast, he was asked whether United could exploit the market when football returns. Solskjaer said, "The market, who knows how it's going to react to this? Who knows which clubs need to sell players? There might be just a situation there where you can exploit. And I know that we at Manchester United are one of the biggest and the biggest financially well off. I'm sure we're capable when we get back to normality that we can do the business that we want to do." Also, the current break will allow players to get back to full fitness, of course. And Solskjaer is confident his United squad will cope well with the enforced break. He says Paul Pogba and Marcus Rashford have been out. Now we've still got games left, and I think everyone in the league will start more or less on the same level. Maybe they've got more motivation to keep going now, as they can see when they're back, they may be on the same level or even a better level physically. In a way, they have got an opportunity here to play a bigger part in the season than they'd hoped, and they are big players for us. Well, meanwhile, Erling Haaland has been talking about what a big influence Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has had on his career. Solskjaer, of course, tried to persuade the 19-year-old to move to Old Trafford, but instead Haaland chose Borussia Dortmund, but he still has the ultimate respect for his former Molde manager. He said, "I remember it was frustrating as a young striker. Everything goes against you in training. I was alone with the keeper and the bar, got crosses from Ole, but I missed on every opportunity. And then I remember him saying, 'I think you'll start this game, so just be ready.'" Solskjaer's faith in Haaland was repaid as the youngster scored in a 3-2 win over Viking. That's all for now. We'll have more later.